There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
It's amusing.
Big Bang Theory.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday and at 3. Start you off with the biggest news in the sports world. Tiger Woods will not play next week in the Honda Classic. It's official. PGA is angry. NBA trade deadline also happened today, in case you weren't watching or listening or paying attention. In a three-team trade, Oklahoma City receives Enes Kanter, Kyle Singler, DJ Augustine. Detroit gets Reggie Jackson, with Kendrick Perkins going to Utah. And reports have the Bulls possibly being interested in Perkins if the Jazz do buy out his contract. Milwaukee sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Suns have sent the Dragic brothers to Miami in a three-team deal that included five players and two first-round picks. The Bucks have acquired Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee. Milwaukee is currently the sixth seed in the East, 3.5 games behind the Bulls. Kevin Garnett is back with Minnesota. Tayshaun Prince goes back to Detroit. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they play at the Pistons. Heinrich, Dunleavy, and Butler are all listed as probable. The Blackhawks host Colorado tomorrow night. Marion Hossa has sat out of today's morning skate. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis, and they trail Nashville by 9. Pitchers and catchers reported today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin workouts tomorrow as well. And this announced today by the Cubs as well that they will wear a commemorative number 14 patch on home and away uniforms this season to honor Ernie Banks. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place now through the 22nd. 1 million square feet of everything new in the auto world and not a speck of road salt. Log on to ChicagoAutoShow.com for half-price ticket deals and download the Auto Show app. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Don't miss their midwinter clearance sale.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texts me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
Telling the lies, you're putting it down. You're starting to make me cry.
Just had a call, and he said, you know, I farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
Where are we going?
wrong with this?
Oh, crap.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Crap me. No.
Who You Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. As always, I like to keep this simple. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you're not going to make it.
Thank Rick you. Kemp's got it today, so we don't
know. Oh, he's got it, all right.
Yeah, we don't know exactly how he's likely to behave with it. We also know the rules about political craps as well. 312-644-6767. We do have a couple of open lines.
Yes, come
so
on, party.
If you have been waiting to come out and join us and be good and funny and clever, you can have an opportunity to do so. Despite that caveat, here's Black Physicist on the score.
This crap is for Father Michael Flager. During last Wednesday's sideshow press conference, Father Flager added his voice of discontent with that of Reverend Jesse Jackson, stating that the decision by Little League International to strip the Jackie Robinson West baseball team of their 2014 U.S. Little League championship title was wrong. He further stated that while he didn't know about the details of why Little League International came to their decision, he insisted that it was motivated by racism. Years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the mentor of that goof, Jesse Jackson, made this profound statement, quote, "Nothing in the world is more dangerous than a sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity," unquote. Father, by stating that you didn't know why Little League International came to their decision, you continue to allow these dangers to flourish. You do well to heed Dr. King's words of wisdom, Father. In the meantime, take a look in the mirror and ask yourself this less profound question, quote, Bobby Flaker, who you crapping?
Thank you, physicist. Here is one from Nestor in Loves, Arkansas. Last week in Las Vegas, Robert Myers' wife was fatally shot outside her home as the result of a road rage incident. At a vigil on Tuesday, Robert defended his son Brandon's involvement in the incident by stating, "My son is not an animal. My son is a hero in my book. There were mistakes made, like every one of us have made in our life, but this particular mistake was made to keep a bigger mistake from happening." So why would a grieving Myers feel the need to make such a statement when it was his family that was victimized in this tragedy? Well, you see, when the initial incident took place, Brandon was not in the car. He was at home. Brandon ended up in the car, armed with a gun, after mom went home to pick him up so they could search the neighborhood for the other party involved.
I got it.
Upon finding the other vehicle and following it for a spell, a deadly shootout took place. So let's get this straight. According to Mr. Myers, grabbing your gun and getting in the car with mama to hunt down somebody who'd done wronged her on the roadway was heroic, but also a mistake made to keep a bigger mistake from happening. Wow, really? Well, good job there, son, although I can't think of what a bigger mistake than mama getting killed would have been. I'm sure you must have kept it from happening.
That's a rough one.
And as far as it being a mistake made like every one of us has made in our lives, locking your keys in the car is a mistake. Stupid, yeah, but a mistake. Channeling your inner Charles Bronson to play a real-life version of Grand Theft Auto, that's just plain stupid and criminal. To make any sense out of Myers' flawed logic, one needs to look no further than the reward he's offering for information that leads to an arrest, a 1965 El Camino. Hey, Bobby.
No, thank you, by the way.
Bobby, how about you reward all of America by loading up your dumbass cracker family of that El Camino and driving it off a cliff?
Oh, no.
Robert Myers, who you crapping?
That's brilliant. I saw that thing. Oh, my God. Takes a second for it to register, you know, when you see all this stuff, but yeah, I got it.
That's outstanding.
Exactly what he did.
Outstanding.
Boy, it's amazing.
This is one from Kirk, who says, Representative Monique Davis from Chicago has introduced a resolution calling on Little League International to reinstate Jackie Robinson West's national championship. These children deserve better, she said, adding that league officials looked into allegations of residency violations by the team twice before and declared the investigation closed last year. What changed between then and now in the finding of the Little League International? What happened? Why now, after checking and double-checking, do they want to have them strip the title from this team? If the kids had used faulty bats, non-regulation equipment, balls that were inflated or deflated, then we could question their win and claim it was not on the merit, she said. Let's let them remain to being the heroes that they are. Well, once we look past the obvious political pandering, we see quite the misinformed lawmaker, don't we? The kind of misinformed lawmaker who ignored the investigative reporting by DNA Info, someone who feels the 12-year-old baseball players are heroes, who feels only certain rules should be enforced. But hey, Monique, it's not like hundreds of other children weren't cheated by a team who was deemed ineligible for the tournament. So two questions, Ms. Davis. One, how does someone go about inflating or deflating a baseball? And two, who you crapping?
Wow, nicely played. That's great. 312-644-6767. Can you beat that one? Join the fun. That's I had a feeling that somebody would get in that direction on something, because there's been a lot from that that just keeps giving.
Well, they won't stop.
They won't stop. Stop.
Sam in River North sent this in. A couple of weeks ago, Chicago Cubs shortstop Starlin Castro made headlines when shootings occurred at a nightclub and a concert he was attending in the Dominican Republic. While there's no evidence linking him to either shooting, he promptly moved his family to Arizona to avoid further trouble. In an article on Cubs.com, he said the following, "People who know me know I'm a really humble man." He then goes on to say, "I think God put those kind of things in my life to tell me how important I am and to get out of the bad things that affect my name, my career, my family." Well, at least when Russell Wilson made his ridiculous claims about God intervening in his life to create a nice narrative in the NFC Championship game, the implication was God altered the trajectory of footballs from his hand to defenders. Our humble shortstop is implying that God had people shot to tell Starlin not once, but twice, that he is important. The definition of humble is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. It may be literally the least humble thing I have ever heard from any athlete or celebrity. Starlin Castro, who you crapping?
Oh, my God.
The pen of Pete Hawk brings us this for John Feinstein.
Of course.
In his Sports Minute last Friday, Feinstein bemoaned the renaming of the LPGA event previously named for Dinah Shore. Why is John upset? Because, quote, "Dinah Shore has done more for women's golf than anyone else alive." John, I can't be sure what zombie Dinah Shore has done for women's golf, but the living one died in 2014. John Feinstein, who you crapping?
Oh, my God.
That's what we're doing. You got the lines open. You want to jump in? 312-644-6767. We are looking for
the big finish. Please help us with those. Are terrific, by the way.
Those are really good.
Had to get those, man. They're just too damn good. 312-644-6767. Jump on in. Come on. We need the big finish.
Tune in.
Monday at 9 a.m. for the inaugural edition of the new Spiegel and Golf Show. That's right, Jason Golf is back and ready to talk Chicago sports with you and Spiegs.
The score has forced me to put pants back on and come to work every day, so check us out, 9 to 1.
It's funny to look around and see everybody relearning their brother handshakes.
A big welcome back to Jason Golf, half of the new Spiegel and Golf Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
So what happened with the trade deadline? Here's what you need to know. Both Goran and Zoran made their way from Phoenix to Miami. Phoenix traded not one, not two, but three point guards and acquired Brandon Knight, another point guard, from the Milwaukee Bucks. But I actually think he fits better with their personnel than any of the three that they traded. The Portland Trailblazers added Aaron Aflalo, yet another scorer to come off their bench, and Oklahoma City revamped either their bench or part of their starting lineup. They bid adieu to Reggie Jackson, who wasn't coming back and didn't seem to fit in, and they bid adieu to Kendrick Perkins, who was a zero on the floor. I think Oklahoma City put themselves as a definite playoff team and a finals hopeful, and I think Portland continues to be a viable threat in the West. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
I have a pretty crazy sex scene with him. He got implants, and during sex, his breast moved.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Becky.
Hello, friend.
Recently widowed, owes $175,000 on a 5% mortgage that's scheduled to be paid off in 25 years. Becky wanted to use $100,000 of her husband's life insurance policy to pay down the mortgage and lower her payment. David's helping Becky refinance her existing mortgage into a 15-year fixed loan and reduce her payment $277 per month. Becky can now invest her husband's insurance money to care for her four kids and save over $214,000, paying off her loan 10 years faster. Death sucks. It can severely cloud your judgment when making financial decisions. If you or somebody you know has lost a loved one and you'd like a free consultation from a local mortgage professional that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David now at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of the other lenders? Because he's honest, trustworthy, and will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David now, 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. And he'll be at tonight's poker tournament. Tune in to Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple too.
Forget that fast-talking Z copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We are in the midst of Who You Crappin' Boris and Burns in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. As we always do on Thursdays, we are looking for the big finish.
We got a line for you if you have a thought. 312-644-6767. Get you right up and get you on. McHenry is our next stop. This is Tyler on Who You Crappin' on the Score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Tyler.
I have you on speakerphone right now. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Crap. Hello?
Take us off speakerphone.
Yeah, take us off and talk to us.
Did he hang up?
I think he did. I think it might be
Good
too
Lord.
Late.
You sit there, you wait for 10 minutes, and then you can't work your own phone.
That seems tragically stupid, doesn't it?
And members of Tragically Stupid.
Hello.
This from Pete. He says, it's for former Bull and former Duke star and really bad motorcycle rider Jay Williams. Always
boy.
A shot.
Oh, boy.
Commenting on last night's Duke-North Carolina game, Williams played up the significance of the rivalry, and he reminisced about some of the great Duke-North Carolina matchups in which he participated, and along the way, he name-dropped some of the legendary Tar Heels he faced in his day, including Joe Forte, Ed Cota, and Vince Carter. That's great, Jay. You know, hey, wait a second. Vince Carter? Jay, by the time you were a freshman at Duke in 1999, Vince Carter was already in the NBA. So I have two questions. You weren't wearing a helmet when you wrecked that motorcycle, were you? And two, who you crapping?
I saw that in the paper this morning. He said he'd been, oh my God. Dude, can't you remember at least who you played against?
Robert in Tacoma is on Who You Crapping on the Score.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Robert.
This nonpartisan crap goes out to Florida State Representative Frank Artiles. In response to a bill involving the trans community that he put forth, he was asked if he believes a transgender woman is a woman. He says, quote, I am not going to get into that. I have not spent much time thinking about that. His bill, House Bill 538 in Florida, would make it a crime for a transgendered woman to use single-sex public facilities because the bill says that those facilities would be restricted to, quote, biological sex, either male or female, at birth. So it seems that he spent a lot of time thinking about it and decided he's going to make their lives harder to make his and other bigots' lives a lot easier. Frank Artiles, who you crapping?
I've never heard of Frank Artiles.
I didn't either.
Thank you, Robert. 312-644-6767 is our number. Here's one from the walking, talking Stephen Hawking. This goes out to Kobe Bryant. Earlier in the week, he discussed the topic of retiring because of his recent injury woes in an interview with NBA TV. And during that interview, Kobe acknowledged he's unsure about whether he can return from his latest season-ending injury, but has no plans to retire. He announced that he is seeking a career rebirth. When asked about what gives him the confidence of finding this rebirth, he pointed to the success of the San Antonio Spurs, saying, I thought the Spurs were done 20 years ago. Those guys are still winning. I can't say this is the end of my era because I thought their era was done and they're still here. So I'm hoping I can have the same rebirth. Well, they were done 20 years ago, except that's when they fell to 13th in the Western Conference. And the following year drafted Tim Duncan out of Wake Forest as the number one overall pick. Since then, the Spurs have never missed the playoffs, finishing with a top three seed in 14 of the last 17 seasons, including six of the last seven. The outlier in that group, a seven seed in 2010, when they upset the number two seed Dallas in the first round of the playoffs. Kobe, there's never been a rebirth of the Spurs because, well, they've never been in a position to experience one. So while you continue to dream of this glorious comeback with postseason success, get a reality check. Realize the Lakers roster will need a biblical miracle to add another ring during your playing career. Kobe Bryant, who you crapping?
I could not believe he actually wanted to play again.
It's like just Welsh.
Gentle exit. Nice little exit. You go away and everything's fine.
This for Tom Thibodeau, who yesterday was looking forward to having his entire roster healthy for the first time in a long time and made special mention of Kirk Heinrich, pointing out that the team is 11-5 when Kirk Heinrich plays more than 30 minutes. True enough, Tibbs. The team does have a pretty good record when the ancient try-hard guard is on the floor. But you know when the team has an even better winning percentage? When Heinrich doesn't play at all. In those games, the team is 8-2. Tom Thibodeau, please give those minutes to Tony Snell and or Doug McDermott. And who you crapping?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's fine.
Not really. At this point, I ask you, please, Terry, to check the manometer.
Oh, my manometer, we had some issues
screening the calls for being up to snuff, because that was a rough one on the other end, as far as I can tell from the screening. That was like pick them up and hang up on them.
So it's ready to burst, and as you know, you can't go far in this. At least I don't.
Far from where?
Here.
Far from here?
Yeah.
Mantino? Well, I don't know. He's always been Mantino lately.
Manhattan I've been in.
All right.
I sometimes go a little bit too cold.
All right, this will be closed out by Keenan, who says, earlier this week in an interview with Seth Meyers, Allison Williams was asked about how her father is doing in light of the recent well-deserved suspension handed down by his employer. After waxing poetic briefly with typical boilerplate responses, it's a tough time, we're still very blessed, my dad has always been there for us, and the like, Ms. Williams said the following. One thing this experience has not done is shake my trust and belief in him as a man. He's a really good man, he's an honest man, he's a truthful man. He has so much integrity, he cares so much about journalism.
Oh, Lord.
Ms. Williams, to distort and fabricate facts about an event as world-altering as the Iraq War, to pretend to share in the burden of over 140,000 U.S. troops deployed to the Middle East in a war where over 110,000 people, both military and civilian, lost their lives, all for the sake of adding a sense of heroism and self-involvement to an already historic true story, flies directly in the face of honesty, truth, integrity, and the pillars of good and ethical journalism. Allison Williams, stick to trying to solve Lena Dunham's problems for a half an hour a week. Who you crapping?
You make us wonder with the things you say. Maybe you were having an off day. You must have thought that we were napping.
Hey, buddy!
Who you crapping?
All right, I'm out. I'll see you later.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. Some breaking PGA news as Tiger Woods announces he will not play in the Honda Classic next week. NBA trade deadline today in a three-team trade. Oklahoma City receives Enes Kanter, Kyle Singler, and DJ Augustine. Detroit gets Reggie Jackson, with Kendrick Perkins going to Utah. And reports have the Bulls possibly being interested in Perkins if the Jazz do buy out his contract. Milwaukee sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Suns have sent the Dragic brothers to Miami in a three-team deal that included five players and two first-round picks. The Bucks have acquired Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee. Milwaukee is currently the sixth seed in the East, 3.5 games behind the Bulls. Kevin Garnett is back with Minnesota, and Tayshaun Prince goes back to Detroit. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they play at the Pistons, and Heinrich and Dunleavy and Butler are all listed as probable. The Blackhawks host Colorado tomorrow night. Marion Hossa has sat out of today's morning skate. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis and trail Nashville by 9. Pitchers and catchers reported today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin workouts tomorrow as well. And the Cubs will wear a commemorative number 14 patch on home and away uniforms this year to honor Ernie Banks. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit castytire.com. PNC Bank, for any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help. You can achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Great information is available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:32 on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score, Boers and Bernstein, we welcome in our baseball guy. And what a great time. It's zero here, but I'm sure Bruce Levine is just fine. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, Terry. We won't talk about the weather, will we? I don't think we want to subject anybody to that.
No, we won't. So what's going on, Bruce? What's good? What's happening in the world of baseball as we get ready for what everybody thinks is going to be a pretty exciting season?
Well, you know, the expectations are high, and, you know, the feelings among the Cub management, who opened up their camp today, White Sox will open tomorrow, feeling the same way. Epstein, Hoyer, and Madden all spoke at the same time today after they're talking to the staff and to the players involved, and Joe Madden went on one of his Casey Stengel-like, expounding of what baseball is all about to him and the world. And it's going to be refreshing. It's going to be interesting. Every day will be must listen to Joe Madden conversation pre and post. And, just an intriguing guy that brings a lot of intensity and fun to the game. And, you know, Terry, I underline the word fun because no teams have fun when they're losing, but, this team's projected to be much better, and I think there's going to be a lot of fun times on both sides of town.
You know what, Bruce, one thing for sure, and I don't know how he is when he's losing. I guess I sort of do, but it's been a while, that no matter what's going on, that Madden is a great interview after the game. I mean, he's not one of those guys that if things aren't going his way, he hides or he's pouting or whatever. I mean, he's an interesting, intriguing guy, win or lose. Certainly better when you win. But that guy will spend as much time as you want. At least he did in Tampa. He might get more tired of everybody here in Chicago just by the sheer numbers. But I think you're in for a fun ride with this guy all the way through.
Terry, I think you're right. He's in the, in a situation where he is in the spotlight in a big city for the first time, but he can handle it. This guy's been through the rigors, for the last 30 years, every level, player development, scouting, coaching and managing in the minor leagues, coaching and managing in the major leagues. He has a tremendous capacity for people, communications, and also getting his message across. You know, like all great public speakers, and you've heard politicians and great public speakers and other forms of, life. He has the ability to answer a question, give you somewhat of a direct answer to your question, and then redirect it into what he wants to talk about. You see that in many different levels of people speaking in public, and he's the very best at it.
How much difference did you notice today then in Theo and Judd as we've seen in the past? Judd, rather, guys you've seen in the past, Bruce, where they weren't so, wasn't all happy when they opened spring training. But you talk about the attitude today, completely different, right? I mean, they understand the expectations, and they seem, they've been very honest about everything. So when I see them this optimistic and sunny about this, some guys you go, oh, you're full of crap. I don't believe it for a second. With them, I sort of believe it, no matter what you think.
Well, they weren't here, brought here to lose, and Epstein and Hoyer, particularly Epstein, was in a culture where he had to win every year, and they went to the playoffs 7 out of 9 years with Boston when he was a general manager, and they won 2 World Series. So his expectations aren't just come here and take a payday. This is all about winning and creating something that he's never been able to create before, nothing that Hoyer's been able to create before. That is the total stripping down of a big market team and organization and rebuilding it. So there's an adrenaline feeling, there's a scary feeling, there's all kinds of different feelings. But what I saw today, Terry, was were two executives that were relieved to have a manager that's going to be in their dugout that they won't have to micromanage, or at least feel like they have to micromanage through a rookie or a first-time experience as a manager. They can sit back and concentrate on the organization's moves, on player development, and making the team better by making trades and filling out those rosters. And so I see a big exhale for Epstein and Hoyer with the season and, accomplished Madden in the dugout. Now, that said, they all talked about the fact that this isn't exactly a complete team, and they have young position players who are going to go through plenty of ups and downs, and they have to prove they can make contact enough to score enough runs to support what should be a better pitching staff.
Yeah, I can see where it is. And the one thing about it, though, we can look at this and certainly expect a competitive spring training. I mean, I don't know, Bruce, if anybody's going to be good. I don't know if anybody's going to be great. But there's certainly going to be competition here that is interesting. I mean, like every step of the way.
I'm glad you pointed it out because I did not get to ask that question today. But, they always say, we've always heard, and you've covered baseball and sports forever, like I have, that spring training is the wrong time to evaluate and award jobs to people. But in this case, you have Madden coming in who doesn't know any of the players, can only go by, prior records and, sabermetrics numbers that he looks at and what he sees on the field in spring training. And how many locked-in positions do you really think you have? You have a center fielder, for sure. You probably have Silvera in right. You have a shortstop, third baseman, and catcher. And the rest is, you know, you're going to have to win a job, you know, and he's going to have to decide how his bullpen shakes out. He's going to have to decide on a fourth and fifth starter. So it will have to be projected on what his eyes see and how they project players performing in spring training. That's a very dangerous situation if you believe how people have looked at talent in the past and evaluated people in spring training.
Yeah, I agree. Generally, people would say that's not the time. It's just that, as you point out, Bruce, you got a new guy here. He hasn't seen any of these guys. He can read the numbers, but he's not seen him in the flesh. Now he gets a chance. And you've got so many guys who can do so many things here in terms of your everyday players. And, I mean, they'll probably platoon a lot. That's what Joe does. But, I mean, you've got a lot of question marks about who goes where and who plays where and what do you do in this, what do you do with that. And, I mean, and Chris Bryant, he's finally there. And everybody believes he's not going to be making the trip north right away, that you'll more than likely see him in May. Is that a given at this point? Is that what people think, we won't see him till May?
Well, the question, Terry, will be asked over and over and over again, and it's not a bad question. It is an important question, but I believe the ultimate answer is he goes, you know, to AAA for the first month. And to me, that's not the end of the world. He still has to, you know, accomplish some things defensively that he's still working on. You know, the idea that you don't play the coldest and worst month of the year in the major leagues, that's probably ideal for a young player too. The kid's all about challenges. I don't doubt that he's ready to play in the big leagues and contribute, but I don't think it's the end of the world if he starts 1 month in the minor leagues. Whether it's for the right reason or not, they feel it's the right reason for the organization. They're not trying to punish Bryant. They're just doing what's best for their organization by holding on to him for possibly an extra year if they can't come to any contract terms with Scott Boras down the line. And as we know, Scott Boras usually takes all of his star players throughout the 6 years and makes them total free agents before he looks for a contract.
I think the other guy that would strike me, and again, I know, Bruce, that, you know, you look at spring training numbers and there's, oh, my God, I don't really know what to make of any of it. But my thought would be, as we go into this, and, oh, boy, it's just seeing somebody warm would be great, that Baez had better not strike out every time in spring training. His numbers, I don't know how much he's going to get to play, but I think the Cubs have made it pretty clear that you got to start making contact, son, and I would think right now would not be a bad time to start.
Yeah, and, you know, and you add into that, you know, the Madden factor of, hey, you know, I've taken good players and won. I don't need a projected great player who's here before his time. Let him go to the minor leagues and work on some, you know, situations of hitting the ball to the right side, laying off of pitches outside of the zone. We don't need him here necessarily. So I don't think it's any type of given, as you said, that Baez is your automatic second baseman. They're not just going to go let him go up there and struggle. So under the new hitting coach, John Mailey, he's going to have to accomplish some things in spring training and show, you know, the discipline that they want him to show before he can play there. Otherwise, Madden will not be afraid to put a Lestella, who they got from Atlanta, you know, a guy that's played a year and a half in the major leagues, put him at second base. You all also have Alcantara, you know, to put in there. You have other choices, so it's not an automatic that Baez makes it. I think ideally they'd like him to make it, but, you know, again, we're talking about a kid that just turned 22 last month. How many great players have made it and have been ready to play at the big league level at 22? Do you remember, you know, back in the 50s, Willie Mays didn't accomplish a lot at the beginning. He had to go back to the minor leagues. Mickey Mantle had to go back to the minor leagues. I'm not comparing him to them. I'm just saying, from the projected talent that this young man has, it won't be the end of the world if he goes back to the minor leagues. It will be on Twitter and on the initial stories, but after that, it'll just be another young player trying to make it.
Well, you've seen him enough. We got a decent sample size last year, Bruce. Do you think, can he find the discipline he needs? Is that what it is a matter of? I mean, because that, you know, I don't know him at all. You probably know him better than we do. I don't even know if the Cubs have the answer to this question. I'm sure they know. They can say, yeah, we'll make him more disciplined. That's easy. I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah, it's a real fair question because of the fact that in this kid, you have a guy that came over here at 11 years old. That's only 10 years ago. Went to a bilingual school in Florida where they mostly spoke Spanish. Wasn't comfortable in the language here at all over the last couple of years. has kind of gotten over the barrier now, went on a conditioning program for the first time this year, played winter ball. So he's doing all the right things right now. The one thing I saw, Terry, was a lot of confidence in that it didn't impact his defense when he was struggling so mightily, striking out 45% of the time. He played really good defense. When you talk to him in the clubhouse, he wasn't afraid to talk about the strikeouts. He was courteous. So I think there's a growth chart that we haven't allowed for this young man at this point. And, you know, what they've seen in him before, I think, is still there. Tremendous bat speed, outstanding power, the ability to play a good defense either at second base and shortstop. And, still should be thought of as a top prospect in the Cub organization, one of the top prospects in baseball.
Yeah, I guess I would just say, can he stop swinging out of his shoes at everything? I mean, that Bruce, I guess, because the rest of it, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely about him. All that stuff is no doubt true, that the talent, and he didn't let any of it affect his defense. He did fine. I mean, I just look at it and say, can you stop somebody from doing that? I mean, because you've got some choices with this team. It's not like, well, if that doesn't work, we're kind of screwed. There's other guys who can do it. I mean, I don't know how well they can do it. All I know is that when you read about all the prospects that are around, somebody's going to do it if he doesn't.
Terry, they didn't do him any favors by putting him second in the batting order and making him struggle at that position all the way through. They wanted him to get experience. I don't think that was the right experience. For some reason, they insisted that he hit second so he'd get as many at-bats mm-hmm. as possible, and they never sat him. He played every game. I think the way you develop players after watching the game for so many years is you put them down in the order, sixth or seventh. You don't put any pressure on them with a man on first base to have to move the runner. Get him some at-bats there. Let him sit every 3 or 4 days and watch the major league game and then perceive himself in that lineup, playing that game, watching other players play at that level. I think there's as much to be gained out of that as there is of playing every day, struggling, trying to meet up with expectations when a player just isn't ready to do it.
To let you go, Bruce, appreciate you jumping on. That, and you look at a guy who's, and I don't know when he's going to get here. I probably agree with you. I think it's going to be May. Chris Bryant is another guy that's going to strike out a lot. I mean, I don't know where the patience level will be with that, but he's another guy that probably you would say, you know, Chris, we love you, but probably not quite so many strikeouts. Although if he hits 35 home runs, it's okay, I guess. But he's another guy that you got to sort of watch for that. I mean, he's not the only one in the Cubs. I don't mean to be punishing Baez.
Well, you know, yesterday when two or three of us talked to Brian, he said the exact same thing that you're talking about, Terry. He said, hey, if you look at my numbers, they look great. Yeah, I hit, you know, 36 home runs and drove in 110, hit 77 extra base hits. But I struggled at every level, even last year. There were 10 at-bats in a row at times where I couldn't hit water, you know, with a paddle. I just couldn't do it. So he's got his head screwed on right. He knows he has to get over the fact that he can't strike out 162 times in the major leagues. It's acceptable now. And as you said, if you hit 35 and drive in 100, nobody even winces at 162 strikeouts. But it's not ideal. And it's really not what Epstein and Hoyer and the people of the Cubs want in their offensive approach. They would prefer more contact. Certainly when you have power hitters like Bryant and Soler and Baez, you're going to have strikeouts. But it doesn't have to be 200 strikeouts.
All right, Bruce, pleasure as always, my friend, and we look forward to this season. We'll check in with you very soon. Have fun.
All right, Terry, thank you.
Thanks. Bruce Levine, our baseball expert here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Need to take a break. Boys and Bernstein, we'll be back.
Get the latest on the 2015 NFL Combine from The Score. Listen for live reports from our Bears experts, Hub Arkish, Patrick Menele, Zach Zateman, and Dan Durkin. All reporting live from the Combine with the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears' top picks in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears. Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Oh, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Best. You like 670 The Score on the radio and online? You'll love us on Twitter. Just go to @670TheScore to follow us on Twitter. Featuring columns from score guys like Dan Bernstein and Lawrence Holmes. Plus, get info on the latest promotions and other unique content. So for the latest Chicago sports talk and more from The Score, go to @670TheScore. That's @670TheScore for the best of The Score on Twitter. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
You know, I really almost hate to say goodbye after this day I've had. I mean, relatives, old classmates. I mean, this the auto show for me, it's old home week. These are my people. Thank yous to our guy Bruce Levine just joined us, and Matt Yoder from Awful Announcing. We finally caught up with him. We've been looking for him forever. Our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
I usually get with Justin after the combine. When I get back, that's usually when he and I usually shoot the baloney.
That's my guy. We'll keep a close eye on him. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Waddy, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
To be brutally honest, I'm not a Twitter guy.
Okay. Our interns, Tommy Guns, and the amazing Tony Fish. On site here, oh, my guy, Ethan Shaw.
Oh, yeah, I would say. I mean, Carlos Hyde's a heck of a football player.
And Ethan and I, we're going to, you know what we're going to do? And just to get to the man love I got today, we're going to get in the cab and go to the poker tournament. That's the kind of man love I'm feeling today. That's what you get here. And I don't want to forget our engineer because he's too large and too angry, Dominic the Punisher.
I didn't want anybody bringing any playbooks in a room or any of what I call reference material.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, sexy. We will do it all over again tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow right here at the Auto Show. Now, Bears All Access coming up. Our Jim Miller is there. And you know, there's a lot of stuff percolating with the Bears. Why don't you stick around and see what Jim Miller has to say. All right, man. Everybody have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from right here at the Auto Show.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much. You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Oh, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and